Good to see everyone here this morning on this cool Sunday morning at the end of the year. And of course, we're very thankful and blessed to have our visitors here. We're always appreciative of that, and we pray that you are edified by the songs that we sing and the things that will be taught going forward this morning. I have just a simple lesson for you this morning. We're going to look at a few passages and talk about the idea of remembering, the concept of remembering, and what the Bible has to say about it. I think a lot of times we act kind of like victims whenever it comes to this. Oh, well, I didn't remember, or I forgot. I don't remember you saying that, and so forth. But the Bible doesn't talk about remembering as something that just happens to you. You just happen to be lucky enough to be able to remember. The Bible talks about remembering and not forgetting as being a very active thing that we put forth the effort to do, and in doing so, we will be blessed, as we'll see this morning. If we do not remember, then bad things tend to happen. We miss out on the good things of God, and we separate ourselves from Him. But I want to start out here. This kind of sets the tone. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10, says here, "Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this." So in other words, he's saying, don't ask why the old days were better. It may not be that you remember them correctly. It's kind of like the old Billy Joel song. The good old days weren't always so good, and tomorrow isn't as bad as it seems. We tend to look at things through a very biased perception that does not take into account the things of God always. It's often influenced by the flesh and the perceptions of the flesh and our needs and wants and desires and fears, as we'll see in just a moment. And so we do not inquire wisely whenever we ask, why is it so much worse now than it was? We forget the things that it was. We have selective memory, and we think, oh, it was so great back then, whenever it wasn't necessarily. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 16. And let's look at a case of this. Exodus chapter 16, beginning in verse 1. "And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt." So it had only been 2.5 months since they left Egypt. Only 2.5 months. And let's see what they say here, beginning in verse 2. "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." The Israelites forgot their past hardships. They forgot the conflicts and the burdens that they were made to bear, because whatever it was they were going through right now seemed to them to be even harder. And so they were of the mindset that if we just had this thing that we want now, then everything would be okay. And we remember a time when we had this, and so this would have been, it'd be better for us to just be slaves to men in Egypt than to be free living under the care of God out here in the wilderness. They didn't need anything. God wasn't going to let them starve. He loved them as his very own children, and yet they couldn't see that. They couldn't see that because they were so blinded by the flesh, and they forgot all the care that God was giving to them. Exodus chapter 14, just turn back a page or two, and let's read beginning in verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. God was going to take them to their own land that would be flowing with milk and honey. And yet, they couldn't do what it takes to get there because of their fear. And so they forgot the promises of God and wanted to turn back and to backslide. And finally, Exodus 19, verse 3, beginning. Whenever we fear, it makes us forget the good things that God has done to us, the good things that he has done for us, and the promises that he has promised to give us in going forward. And all we are concerned about is the right here and the right now, whenever we're afraid and we allow the flesh to overtake us. Look at what God says to them, beginning in verse 3 here of Exodus chapter 19. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which I shall speak unto the children of Israel. And so he's telling them, remember what I did for you to the Egyptians. Remember how that I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you to this mountain. They had forgotten all the things that he had done, how that he had crushed the armies of the Egyptians, and how that he had brought them here, and how that he had brought them out of the burden with the plagues. And the Egyptians had expelled them out of the land, so much so that they paid them with gold to leave. But the people had forgotten all that. And they were concerned with their sufferings in the wilderness, instead of thinking about what God had done for them. Look in verse 5, he says, what's the cure for this? Obey my voice and keep my covenant. Remember the covenant. Keep it. Don't let it get away from you. Don't let it leave you. These are all things that we talk about, memories, right? Things that we want to remember. It got away from me. It left my mind. I forgot what I was about to say. He's saying, don't do that. Keep my covenant and obey my voice. Then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Whenever we give up the commandments of God, we give up our place as a peculiar treasure to him. What do you do with a peculiar treasure? If you have something that no one else has, you keep it safe. It is precious to you. You guard it and you hide it. You care for it. You treasure it. And so he's saying, I will do that to you if you do not forget my covenant and if you will obey my voice. And all the things that God has done for us, he reminds us in his word, and we should be able to look around us every day and see all of the ways that he has cared for us and helped us to continue. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. And so the people were warned before going into the promised land that if they will remember what God did in Egypt, they will remember what God did to the Egyptians, then he will do the same thing to all of their enemies. And the promise is same to us today. We can be a peculiar people to him. We can have the benefit of God fighting our battles for us if we will remember the things that he has done in the past. Turn with me to James chapter 1. This isn't just for the Egyptians. This is the admonition to the Israelites. The admonition to remember what God has done is for us today as well. James chapter 1, beginning in verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So someone who is not a forgetful man, someone who remembers what God has said, what God has promised, and what God has done, this person is not someone who just hears. He didn't just hear the word of God, he does the word of God. He says, be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We can hear the word of God and we can say, yes, yes, I believe. I believe that God is true. I believe that God will take care of me. I believe that I should be different from the world around me. And then that's as far as it goes. If we don't act any different from the world around us, if we don't dress any different from the world around us, if we don't talk any different than the world around us, then how are we a rememberer of God's word? We are a forgetful doer and a hearer only. We don't actually do. We are not a doer. We are a forgetful hearer, and we are not. We didn't actually hear. We didn't accept the word of God. We just let it go in one ear and out the other. It didn't get committed to our memory, and it did not spur us into action. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, the idea of remembering it, don't forget it, don't put it away, you keep it in front of you, then he will be blessed in his deed. What are we afraid of? What is keeping us from doing the word of God? Is it because we don't know his word? Is it because we haven't heard it? Most likely, for most of us here this morning, that is not the case. We have heard the word of God. It's because we have become a forgetful hearer instead of a doer. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. So right here, we see that they had forgotten. They did not remember the things that they needed. And they did not plan ahead. They simply forgot, as if it's something that just happened to them. Whenever they should have been thinking about, Jesus told us that we're going to go, let's go. And we're going to need to take bread so that we are prepared. A lot of the Bible talks about preparedness and being prepared. The way that we can be truly prepared for the day that God is coming, whenever Christ is coming back, and we will be judged on whether or not we are a forgetful hearer or a doer, We need to be prepared for that, and we need to be eating the bread of the Word so that we will not forget it, but that we will become what we eat. That is the Word of God. And so he says here that they had forgotten to take bread. So that's their first problem. They forgot. Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." Which when Jesus perceived, he said to them, "O ye of little faith, why reason among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees?" Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. So this goes right along with the passage that we just read there in James chapter 1. How are you going to be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees if you don't know what the true bread is, what the true doctrine is? How are you going to be aware of false teaching if you just allow the Word of God to go in one ear and out the other and you don't absorb it? So we need to be active doers of the word that we hear. You know, a lot of times someone can tell you how to do something, but until you do it, until you actually act it out, you may not remember. Someone can give you directions to get to a store or to wherever, but unless you make use of that and actually do it yourself, it's not going to be as easy to recall it whenever you need it. So the idea of exercising the words that God has given to us so that we can remember them, we want to remember them and be doers of the word. This will keep us from being fearful. This will keep us from being forgetful. And it will keep us fed and sustained and strong for the work ahead that we have to do. Turn over to Revelation chapter 2. And verse 5. What happens whenever we do forget? Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. He says here to the church of Ephesus, "I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." He says in verse 5, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Whenever we realize that we have forgotten and that we do not remember who God is and why we are doing what we are doing, we need to remember and repent. Chapter 3 and verse 3, he says the same thing to Sardis. Chapter 3 and verse 3, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent." Whenever we remember something that we have forgotten, the first thing that we need to do is repent of that. Repent of that, turn back to God, and he will receive you, and you will be a peculiar treasure to him once again. So the flip side of this is not only what we are to remember, but what we are to forget. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. We are to remember the Word of God, remember the things that he has done for us, remember who we are, and repent. But notice here in Philippians chapter 3 what we are supposed to forget. In verse 13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So forget the things that are behind. Forget the things that you have left behind in Egypt. And turn forward to the promised land. And remember what God has promised to you. And remember his covenant. And remember the words that he has spoken so that we may be obedient to those things and have access to that promised land. But forget what you left behind in Egypt. It is so crucial. Notice how that every time the Egyptians remembered what they had in Egypt and forgot what God offered them, they backslid. It caused them to falter and to be afraid. But if we remember what God has offered us and forget what we have left behind in Egypt and press forward for the prize, then we will be able to achieve it. We will be able to to take the promise that God has given to us. Another thing that we should overlook, turn with me to Proverbs 19. We're going to look at a couple of passages on this morning. Proverbs 19, verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Whenever we forget the transgression of another person, it is to our glory. It is a good thing to do, and it is worthy of the praise, and we'll see in a minute it is worthy even of the praise of God whenever we forget the transgression of another. This shows that we are selfless, and as we'll see in a moment, it shows that we remember the fact that we need God's forgiveness as well. So whenever we should show discretion by not being angry whenever someone offends us. And on the other hand, we should forgive people. We should pass over and overlook the faults of others whenever they trespass against us. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says this as well in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 6. Look at verse 12. Here in the prayer, he says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." So if God is going to forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors, then we need to be forgiving people a whole lot more than we probably are. Because we are a debtor to God more than we could ever repay. So how many people can we forgive and show that same favor that God shows to us. In verse 14, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." This is conditional. Why would you hold back your forgiveness from other people and then look to God and expect him to give you forgiveness? It doesn't make any sense. We need to offer our forgiveness to other people so that we can be ready to receive the forgiveness of God. "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Forgive us our debts, forgive us our trespasses. This comes down to humility. And instead of focusing on the good things that we have done and the reasons we deserve God's forgiveness, we should focus on what God has done for us and how that we do not deserve his forgiveness, and remember all of the great things that he has done for us as opposed to all of the good things that we think that we have done. And then we forget the bad things that people have done to us and remember the good things that people have done to us and put away their transgressions, and so that we can be ready to receive the forgiveness of God. And finally, Ezekiel chapter 18, our final passage this morning. This is exactly what God will do for us. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 22. Actually, beginning in verse 21. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed and keep all my statutes, so remember the statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, not just be a hearer, but do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. God will forget our past, and he will remember what we are doing right now, the righteousness, our current state. If we will keep his word, remember his word, and do it. And verse 24. And when the righteous, verse 24. And when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations of that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. And so, God will forget. God will forget according to the current state of our heart. If we forget Egypt and we turn to him in obedience and do his statutes, then he will remember who we are right now, and he will see us and take care of us. But if we backslide, just like the children of Israel did at the report of the evil spies, then he will forget what we have done, and he will punish us the same way that he punished them in that day, whenever they died in the wilderness. Of course, we want to live, and we want to enjoy the forgiveness of God. We want to enjoy the forgiveness and life that he gives to us. And so let us remember the word of God. Let us remember the statutes and promises that he has given to us. Not being forgetful hearers. Not people who let it go in one ear and out the other. Not people who come here on Sunday morning and then live their life just like the rest of the world the rest of the week. But let us do the word of God. Turning to him. Trusting to him, trusting in him, that we might live, as he said here in Ezekiel. With that, the lesson is yours this morning, and if we can help you in any way to trust him, to trust more in God and to remember his word, if you realize that you have forgotten it and need to turn back to him, we pray that you will make that known this morning while we stand and sing.